Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onale Dini with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes appointment letters to more than 61,000 newly recruits at 18th Rozgar Mela. Minister of State for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan says Rozgar Mela reflects Prime Minister Modi's commitment to youth employment. Chief Minister Nipu Rio reaffirms government's commitment to strengthen safety and well-being of girls across Nagaland. And Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, KG Kene, says declaration of Tisa Zanki River as National Waterway 101 a boost to regional connectivity. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade and mobility agreements with several countries that open opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today. He said the appointment letters distributed today are an invitation for nation building. He said this is a Sankalp Patra for guiding youth towards a Viksit Bharat. During the event, appointment letters were distributed to more than 61,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. The 18th Rozgar Mela was organized at 45 locations across the country. Minister of State for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan today handed over appointment letters to 366 newly recruited candidates for various central government organizations in Dimapur during the 18th tranche of Rozgar Mela program held at Assam Rifles Training Center and School, Dimapur. Addressing the event, Mr. Paswan said the Rozgar Mela reflects Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment made in 2014.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी जब से प्रधानमंत्री बने सन 2014 के बाद उन्होंने ये संकल्प लिया कि हमें विदेश के युवाओं को रोजगार कैसे दें और उन्होंने ये माध्यम बनाया कि अपने केंद्र के जितने भी मंत्री हैं उन सब लोगों को किसी न किसी स्टेट्स में भेजकर आप सभी नवनियुक्त जितने लोग भी आज रोजगार के सर्टिफिकेट पा रहे हैं उनके बीच में आप तो जाकर अपनी बातों को साझा करना और आपसे कुछ जानकारी लेने के लिए हम लोग यहाँ पर उपस्थित हैं.
The minister informed that nearly 11 lakh youths have been provided employment during the first 17 editions of the Rozgar Mela. Mr. Paswan said the appointment letters symbolize not just employment but the beginning of a larger responsibility towards nation building. He urged the newly appointed candidates to uphold integrity and dedication in public service, stating that every decision taken in an official capacity should be guided by the spirit of nation first. The minister also highlighted the government's focus on the northeast, stating that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, the region has been recognized as Ashta Lakshmi, reflecting its vast potential. On the occasion of National Girl Child Day today, Chief Minister Nipu Rio said the state celebrates the achievements of every girl child and recognizes their contributions to society. Taking to social media post X, Mr. Rio reaffirmed the state government's commitment to strengthen access to quality education, healthcare, and ensure the safety and well-being of girls across Nagaland. Observed annually on 24th January, this day serves as a platform to raise awareness about gender discrimination, promote equal opportunities, and foster an environment where girls can thrive as empowered citizens. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, KG Kene, yesterday welcomed the declaration of the Tisa Zanki River as National Waterway 101, terming it a significant step towards improving inland water transport and regional connectivity in the state. Mr. Kene was attending the third Inland Waterways Development Council meeting in Kochi, Kerala. He expressed gratitude to the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways and Inland Waterways Authority of India, IWAI, for the notification. Highlighting the strategic importance of the waterway, which shares proximity with India-Myanmar border, Mr. Kenya urged the IWAI to implement the project with sincerity, noting its potential to boost trade and commerce with Southeast Asian countries. During the meeting, Mr. Kenya also submitted a proposal for the extension of inland waterways from Lakhimpur in Assam to Nagaland through the Barak River, aimed at further integrating the state into the national waterways network. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Here is an announcement. The government of Nagaland, through AIDAN, is organizing Nagaland-Japan Connect on 28 January 2026 at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Center, Forest Colony, Dimapur. The event highlights include awareness on job opportunities in Japan and interaction with Japanese companies. Interested candidates can call 8257-932918 for further information. Nagaland DGP Rupin Sharma has warrant of action against NSCNK Kango cadres involved in the abduction and assault of a village headman. He said the police will chase the remaining accused involved in the case if they fail to surrender. Addressing a press conference yesterday, the DGP, who is also a member of Ceasefire Monitoring Group, Ceasefire Supervisory Board, said movement of cadres of NSCN Kango Group around the CFSB office has been restricted and that police, to avoid confrontation, negotiated with the group, following which three cadres were handed over in connection with the January 19th abduction of Kieto Jimomi. Mr. Sharma reiterated that no faction has the authority to maintain law and order, which rests solely with security forces and law enforcement agencies under the ceasefire ground rules.
Responsibility for implementation of the ground rules is of both the government of India and the faction. And none of the factions, in this case the Kango faction, does not have any vested right to interfere or to deal with law and order. In addition to that, the chairman of the ceasefire monitoring group also mentioned that the ceasefire supervisory board offices, which are being given to any of the factions, in this particular case Kango Wushe group, are only meant for a limited purpose, which is to help maintain the peace.
President Draupadi Murmu will address to the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi and English. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. Meanwhile, Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla's address on the occasion will be broadcast right after the president's address. In view of the live broadcast of the addresses, the regional news bulletin in Nagamese and English will be aired after the messages. And Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Jaipur-Sikar-Churu Gauge Conversion Project, a report.
The Jaipur-Sikar-Churu Gauge Conversion Project is a major rail infrastructure initiative in Rajasthan implemented by Northwestern Railways under the administrative oversight of the Ministry of Railways. The project entails conversion of the existing meter gauge alignment to broad gauge over a total length of approximately 320 kilometers at a total project cost of 1,222 crore rupees. Following phased execution, the gauge-converted sections were commissioned on 25th April 2019, integrating this corridor into the national broad gauge network. The project was reviewed by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi under Pragati on 28 September 2016. During the review, Prime Minister Modi took note of the fact that progress was being impeded, primarily due to land disputes and forest-related objections. As a result of the Pragati-led intervention and sustained interministerial coordination, procedural ambiguities were resolved, objections of the State Forest Department were addressed, and working permissions were effectively enabled. By December 2016, the Ministry of Railways confirmed that construction was progressing smoothly and that no issues remained with the State Forest Department. The resolution of this long-pending forest and land dispute enabled uninterrupted continuation of gauge conversion works. It directly contributed to the successful commissioning of the Jaipur-Sikar-Churu broad gauge section in April 2019.
Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes appointment letters to more than 61,000 newly recruits at 18th Rozgar Mela. Minister of State for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan says Rozgar Mela reflects Prime Minister Modi's commitment to youth employment. Chief Minister Nipur Rio reaffirms government's commitment to strengthen safety and well-being of girls across Nagaland. And Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kene says declaration of Tizazunkie River as National Waterway 101 a boost to regional connectivity. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.